Dear DLSU, ito ko na nga at nasa exciting part na ako. Mula sa mga pabago-bago kong desisyon na mag-aral ng postgrad, 5 taon na ang nakalipas. Ayun na nga, at nairaos din natin. Maraming salamat sa saya, sa lungkot, at sa lahat ng emosyon bilang marami naman akong ganoon. Maraming salamat din sa mga lamon at inom na ginawa ko mag-isa at kasama ang mga batchmates ko. Mula sa mga random karaoke nights na kasama sila, hanggang sa chikahan portion tungkol sa mga buhay namin at buhay ng iba. Charis! Lol! Maraming salamat din sa free wifi na kahit mga work deliverables ko ay nagawa ko din as a multitasker bilang in the service of the Filipino tayo, opo. Higit sa lahat, maraming salamat sa 2 taon na paghihintay ko sa closure na ito. Pesting pandemya at may gap ender. But anyway, kalimutan na natin yon. Happy naman ako eh. Happy na nga, may kasamang Masters in Marketing Communications degree pa. OPAC. O siya, may Q4 campaigns pa akong gagawin. Para sa ekonomiya, eme! Muli, maraming salamat, Pamantasang De La Sal. Love, PV, MMC. Ganon! Hey guys, what's up? My name is PV and this is Ang Daming Hanash. In this episode, yun na nga, by the time you hear this episode, I already graduated face to face. Yes, thank you Lord. And ewan ko, bakit ko nga ba naisip na gumawa ng panibagong grad school related episode in this podcast? Kasi wala lang, gusto ko lang. I'm just really happy na finally, may closure na kami ng DLSU. ganun talaga yung comment ko, di ba? Pero yun na nga, I'm really happy that I already graduated physically. And yun nga, but really, ang weird kasi I am recording this November 2. Pero ang labas nito next week pa, mga ganun, whatever. Yun nga, random lang kasi ang opening ko talaga dun sa episode na yun is my Instagram caption. For, ano, parang it's an open letter to DLSU. Oh, open letter talaga. Open letter, sure ka doon? Hindi, it's just a letter of mine na finally, ito na nga yun. This is the finish line. Ito na yung exciting part. In this episode, ang pag-uusapan talaga natin is, itong random ha, kasi sa mga dati kong ano, sa mga listeners ko before, ewan ko kung aware kayo, pero meron akong YouTube channel. Wow! Vlogger yarn. Yun na nga, may YouTube channel ako before. And then I was really active like 2 years ago during the height of the pandemic. And I was really diligent updating vlogs about my grad school life, ganyan, random vlogs about myself. Kasi meron akong face na parang gusto mag-vlog, gusto kong maging content creator, ganyan. But then I realized na it's really tiring na ano na, mag-vlog ka every time. And then medyo nahihiya talaga ako, ganun. And honestly, sa daldal kong ito, mahihiyain talaga ako, ganyan. So, naisip ko na, ayun nga, hindi ko muna gawin yung vlog-vlog na yan kasi, yun nga, I was really preoccupied at work, ganyan namin ginagawa sa trabaho, ganyan and such. And, mas na-divert yung attention ko sa podcasting because podcasting is, ano, it can be a multitasking job while you're working at the same time. You can listen to the podcast episode. Whereas, if you watch a vlog, you have your attention focused on that vlog rather than doing something else, diba? So parang, as a multitasker, kailangan ko ng ano, ng multitasking shenanigans, gano'n. So kaya ka naisip ang podcast. Anyway, going back to my YouTube vlog or YouTube channel, yes, I had a vlog. And then, nagkaroon ako ng videos about grad school life, ganyan, 10 things to learn about grad school, ganyan, chuchu, ganyan. And apparently, it was really unexpected na ang daming feedback about it, na ang daming comments na, I hope to study in DLSU, ganyan, and I hope I could pass into the program, ganon. And there's this one comment, well, in fairness, nabasa ko pa to, there's this one comment na sana, ano, you can give tips on entering the DLSU graduate school program or specifically the Masters of Marketing Communication program, ganon. So parang nalisip ko, oh nga no, gawa kaya ako ng podcast episode na ganon kasi never ko naman siyang nagawa talaga in my entire existence, ganon. Ganyan. So, why not make an episode about my hacks, not really hacks or life hacks, siguro tips, di ko alam, basta siguro ano yung na-expect ninyo when you enter DLSU's Marketing Communications Program. So yeah, yun yung pag-uusapan natin in this episode. Short disclaimer lang, etong episode na to is for everyone who is interested to pursue their postgraduate studies, specifically in DLSU. But if you're really interested to study master's degree elsewhere, okay lang na pakinggan nyo to kasi I could also share some of my insights, my learnings during grad school na pwede nyong i-apply then in real life, in your journey as a post-grad student, a future post-grad student. Wow, ganon. Mabait naman ako talaga, madaldal, ganyan. Pero mahihain din ako, ganon. Anyway, daldal ko talaga, anyway. So, meron akong prepared dito na notes or yung mga ano. Pero ito kasi based on my experiences enrolling in DLSU's MMC program, ganon. Pero yun nga, sabi ko nga, may iba dito na maski MBA pa yung kinukuha mo, okay lang din, ganon. Labo. Anyway, ito na nga siya. So in this life hacks talaga yung term ko dito. Anyway, meron akong ginawang siguro apat na parts, ganon. So, pre-enrollment, during the enrollment, during thesis, and post-graduate, ganon. Basta post-MMC. So, in the first category, before you enter the MMC program, ang pinaka life hack ko dyan talaga is number one, research about the university or college and the programs offered. So, just because you want to study in DLSU for no reason or for the clout, charot, ganyan. Grabe naman ang sama ako. Hindi. Ibig ko sabihin, research everything about the program, the uni, even the colleges inside the uni, ganyan. Kasi, it is your choice naman if whether you want to pursue post-grad or not, diba? So, if you want to pursue in DLSU, research about DLSU. If you want to pursue in Ateneo, go for Ateneo or UP elsewhere or any kind of uni. Ganon. And since in my case, since DLSU to, DLSU share ko, ganyan. So yun nga, research about DLSU college, its colleges, and the programs offered. So mag-specify ka sa graduate programs nila in all colleges inside DLSU. Super daming mga ano yan, mga post-grad offerings, ganon. May mga master's degree, may PhD, ganyan. Meron yung diploma courses. So, it really depends on you if you really want to pursue diploma. Diploma courses lang, ganyan. 2 years lang siya, ganyan. And non-thesis siya. May mga ganon. So, in my case, may thesis siya, ganon. Sabi kong ganon. Diba? Ang daming chika. Ayun. So, actually, in apart from that research, not just browsing the internet, you can also ask from your friends or like me, ganon, like me and the programs offered, ganon, who took the degree, for example, in my case, I took the MMC program, ganyan. And of course, share the experiences. So ito na nga yun, sinishare ko experiences ko when I entered DLSU. I think nasa vlog ko yun before. You can watch it on YouTube, search lang siya dyan. Tamad. And syempre, ang pinaka-important talaga na kailangan nyo i-research is magkano ba talaga siya? Ganon. Magkano ba ang datong, ganon, ang tuition fee lalo, ganon. Honestly, of course, DLSU is really expensive. Let's be honest. And syempre, tahisem siya me. Ganon, ang hirap. Tatlong term ka mag-aaral sa isang academic year. And it's not a joke talaga na nag-aaral ka 3 times a year. Ganyan, just to finish a year of master's. Ganyan, depende, ganyan. So, in my case kasi, during my time, I don't know if how much na ngayon, ang cost niya per unit sa college is around 3,000 plus. Ganyan. So, dun yung average na pwede mong i-search. 3,000 to 5,000 per unit. So, better search nyo siya. Ballpark figure lang naman tong pwede kong mabigay kasi di ko na sure kung ano yung exact amount niya. Ganyan. Number two, you should research. Before you enter the MMC program, you should research about the program. Yun nga. So, specifically, dito ka na mag-specify sa MMC program. Ano nga ba yung MMC program? Ganyan, ganyan. Kasi, as everyone would know, sa Ayan na nga. So, in the marketing and advertising department sa college, may dalawang master's degree kasi. Mayroong master's in marketing communications, which is the degree that I took. And yung isa naman is master's in marketing. Magkaiba yun, guys. Ha? Super magkaiba yun. And mayroon pa silang diploma in marketing. So, ano ba yung pagkakaiba-iba ng mga ganon? Ganyan. Okay, sa MMC program, syempre, nuunahin ko, more on application kasi siya ng mga marketing theories sa corporate. Ganun. So, if you apply, if you really work in corporate, better take the MMC program kasi mas applicable siya sa corporate job mo, ganyan. Relatable siya sa corporate life mo, ganyan. Whereas in marketing or masters in marketing, more on deep diving siya na study about the marketing theories, ganyan. Although yes, may case studies na pinipresent every class, but in MS marketing kasi mas deep dive yung topics na dinidiscuss, mas drill down, kumbaga. Tapos ano siya, mas maraming writing na ginagawa. Ganun. Yes, in MMC program, marami ding writing na ginagawa sa mga papers, sa tuwing finals, midterms, ganyan. But it's more of like a proposal, defenses, case studies, presentations, ganun. But in MSM program, more on writing talaga siya, more on exams, ganyan. And another difference is, yung master's in marketing is may comprehensive exam. So, in postgrad, I think all of the courses, meron kasing written comprehensive exam or COMPRE. Yun yung tawag namin doon, COMPRE. Ang alam ko sa COMPRE is, meron siyang written exam, departmental exam ata siya, hindi ko sure. Tapos, lahat ng topics from your first term in DLSU postgrad, pag-aaralan mo siya, i-reviewin mo siya. So, covered yun lahat until the last term, ganyan, before ka mag-thesis. Tapos, if you didn't pass the COMPRE, hindi ka pwede mag-thesis. So, you have to wait another year. Parang ganyan yung alam ko, ha? So, for my MSM friends, Jer, let me know. Let correct me if I'm wrong, ganun. Tapos, yung isa naman, diploma in marketing. So, halos same siya sa MS in marketing. But the difference is, wala siyang thesis na gagawin. So, after you finished all the courses, tapos na, ganun. May diploma ka lang ma-receive, ganun. And syempre, bilang maraming programs na in-offer sa marketing and advertising department ng DLSU, you yourself must identify which program you want to pursue depending on which path you are going to take. So in my case kasi, I think nakwento ko na to before na ano na, gusto ko agency work, ganyan, client servicing, brands, marketing campaigns, ganyan. So I decided to take MMC kasi I love working on campaigns. I really love working on stressful campaigns. Kahit masakit siya sa ulo, nakakaiyak siya. Pero yung adrenaline, yung rush, it's there. So, I really like it. So, that's why I decided to take marketing communications. Ganon. And syempre, before you enter the MMC program, ano ba dapat i-expect mo talaga? Ayun. I think ito yung mas maraming tanong talaga sa akin na nakukuha ko from YouTube. So, yun na nga. Number one, may mga classes at night and may weekend classes. Usually, every weekdays, ang classes lagi is Monday to Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Minsan nag-extend yun until 9:30, depende sa professor mo. Tapos, pag weekend classes naman, ano yan, 3 hours lahat yan lagi ah. So, pag weekend classes, merong 9 to 12, merong 1:30 to 4:30, ganon. Minsan, yung mga professors namin, parang may isa akong professor, gusto niya maaga magsimula yung class, like mga 8 a.m, ganyan. Kasi gusto niya matapos ng maaga, mga 11, ganyan. So kami naman, parang compromising kami sa schedule niya, sa schedule ni professor. So okay lang din, ganyan. So it really depends, but basically it's all 3-hour classes, ganyan. Tapos, if you are working full-time like I did, yun nga, take consider your time to what courses to enroll depending on your schedule. So, mahirap din yun na take ka ng take ng courses tapos hindi mo napag-isipan anong magandang araw ka free, ganun. Kasi in my experience, ako, busy ako pag Monday and Tuesday. So as much as possible, ina-avoid ko talaga mag-take ng classes every Monday and Tuesday, ganyan. So nung pre-pandemic, parang every Tuesday is our meeting, face-to-face meeting pa yon, ganun. Tapos ngayong pandemic, Mondays na. And since tapos na ako mag-master, so okay lang din naman. Hindi na siya nagmamatter. But before talaga, as in, it really matters. As in, parang I always make it a point na ano na kailangan kong sabihan yung boss ko na ito yung classes ko for this term, ganyan. So parang at least align sila na ito yung schedule ko. So ang ginagawa ko talaga, pag may classes ako ng gabi, for example, Wednesday or Thursday, ganyan. So what I do is I FYI my bosses na, sir, ito yung ano ko, schedule ko, ganyan for this term. So mag-early work, ano ko, early reporting sa office ng maaga. Then aalis ako ng office ng maaga din, ganyan. Kasi QC ako nag-work. So QC ako nag-work. So before, wala pang Skyway nun, me. As in, wala pang Skyway. So super traffic, under construction pa yung Skyway, ganyan. So ang daan mo lagi is Espanya, gano'n, nagtahan. Kasi super traffic talaga, nakakaloka. Tapos minsan yung classes ko RCBC pa. So, EDSA, gano'n. Nakakaloka siya, me, ganyan. So, ginagawa ko talaga, pumapasok ko ng office ng 7 a.m. Alis ako ng office 4. And thankfully, during that time, nagko-condo na ako. So, yun din. Challenge din kasi yun talaga na ano na commute ka every day. So mahirap din na mag-report sa office ng super aga. So before ata galing akong bahay, tapos kailangan na doon ako sa QC ng 7. Parang I have to leave the house ng mga 4 or 3:30 ganun. Oo, 'di ba? And super commute levels ba ako noon. So mahirap talaga na ano na i-manage yung time noon. But then if nakuha mo na yung groove mo, then okay lang siya. What to expect number 2 is ano, based on my experiences ha, ako personally talaga, I think, what you call this, better if you have a work experience when you enter the MMC program, or not just the MMC program, but the DLSU post-grad. In my case kasi, planado ko na siya beforehand na, okay, after my college graduation in 2015, ang goal ko is to enter your master's degree, ganyan. So, fixated na ako sa idea na mag-aaral ako ng master's. So, it's up to me kung anong, kung gagawin ko ba siya o hindi. Ganon yung, ano ko, yun yung learning curve ko nun. Tapos, na-realize ko na, ayun nga, parang kailangan ko muna mag-earn or mag-earn, tama, mag-earn ng work experience pa. Kasi, syempre, in master's degree, ano eh, kailangan sinishare mo yung experiences mo on how do you apply the lessons in class sa work, ganon. So, ayun, buti na lang talaga naka-earn ako ng at least 2 years work experience, ganyan. Meron ako experience sa marketing, ganyan kahit papano, kahit hindi naman talaga ako marketing major nung undergrad, ganyan. So, sa office ko siya natutuhan, kaya thankful din ako dun sa work experience din. So, better talaga may work experience din. Although may iba kong mga friends and classmates na ano na right after graduation, they pursued postgrad, which is fine with me. And then I really admire their dedication na after na hindi sila nagmuna maghanap ng work ganyan. Pero yun nga, parang na-realize nila na parang mahirap din siya na kailangan at least mayroon kang work experience talaga. Although internship is also a good experience, but at least a work experience is better. For me lang ah, for me, ganun. Number 3, what to expect? So, because it's DLSU, expect to work hard to pass or finish your degree. So, yun yung pinaka-goal mo talaga. Once you enter DLSU, yun nga, your ultimate goal is to finish the MMC program. So, it's up to you naman talaga na go ko dyan or go home ka, ganon. Ayan, part 2 ng aking hacks, life hacks, wow. So during, ito naman yung during the MMC program. Ito yung mas fun, ganyan. Super fun to for me. Marami akong shinare dito na tips. Okay, wait lang, ayan. So, nung una, when you pass the exam, ganyan, ito na yung scenario mo. You already passed the exam, ganyan, ready ka na mag-confirmation, enrollment, ganyan. So una, meron kang ano, pre-enrolled subjects na kailangan mo nang i-take before you proceed to decide which courses should you enroll. Kasi, ano yan, may flowchart kasi yan. So, bibigyan ka ng flowchart or ito yung parang courses na kailangan mong kunin during the post-grad journey mo. So, it depends sa'yo siya kung ano yung uunahin mo. Pero may mga ano yan, prerequisite, ganun. So, yung mga prerequisite, kailangan mo na siyang kunin before ka mag-take ng ibang course. Ganun. Tapos, yun nga. So, i-enroll mo na siya. Parang mayroon namang guidance there on how to enroll sa ano sa napaka-famous na May Lasal na animosis, ganyan, na super hassle, ganyan. Anyway, marami pa akong ikukwento tungkol dyan sa May Lasal na yan. Siguro share ko siya sa next episodes pag may time, ganyan. Tapos, pangalawa, when you enter the MMC program, you should join the freshman orientation for grad students. Okay, this is so funny. Ito, I have a kwento about it. Wow, kwento talaga. Ayun na nga, so I passed already the program, ganyan, I already enrolled, ganyan. Tapos meron na kaming schedule ng ano ng freshman orientation for our program and for our for the whole college, ganun. Tapos nakakatawa, the day before that kasi is our Christmas party sa company. So ang ate mo, ganyan, lasing, ganyan, syempre, only beer, tapos ano, although di ako nagbe-beer, ano yun, may mga drinks na dinala yung office mates, kaya like hard drinks, hard liquor, as in, ang lali, ganyan. Tequila, vodka, sin ano, Jack, ganyan. Oh my God, nakakaloka. Sin lasing levels, ganyan, inuman. Siyempre, Christmas party yun niya, want to have fun. Tapos, siyempre, lasing, so I really need to sober up before I go home. And it's a Friday night, so hassle to go home. Especially, Cavite pa ako, uuwi, wala pa akong condo that time. I think it was in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, ganyan. So 5 years ago na yun. Oh my God, 5 years ago na pala yun, ganun. Tapos ano, siguro na sa office pa ako around 2 a.m., 3 a.m., ganyan. So, nag-Uber ako from QC to Cavite. Me, as in, super lala, nag-Uber talaga ako, ganyan. Tapos ayun, the next day, ang orientation ko is around 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, ganyan. Me, late ako. Ang lala, me, ganyan. Itong ate mo, ganyan. Pero at least, nakapasok pa rin. On time, clutch, ganun. So yes, yun nga. You should really join the orientation. Kasi or else, pag hindi ka nag-attend, uulitin mo na naman siya. So hassle siya. So really hassle, ganun. Tapos eto, sa DLSU kasi, during my time, may mga dress code. Walang uniform sa DLSU, by the way. So pero may dress code. May dress code. And then ito, take note itong ano, take note nyo yung school days. Kasi yung school day na codes. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So MTWHFS. So yung H is Thursday. Hindi siya TH. So pag sinabing TH, Tuesday, Thursday yan. Kasi sa undergrad, ganun yun eh. Twice a week yung classes nila, ganyan. Pero sa grad school, once a week lang yung classes mo. So no problem naman siya na magets mo. Tapos, mayroon din mga building codes sa ano sa classes mo. Yun yan. Ako kasi, I've been to DLSU many times. So, navigating the school is very easy for me. But for someone who is a first-timer, I think you need to get a grasp of touring around DLSU on your own. Ganun. So, tip ko siya sa inyo. So, ang L. So, L is LS or LaSalle Hall. So, yun yung famous na building na ano na may view ng LaSalle, yung facade sa TAF, ganun. Tapos, yung isa naman, letter A, ito yung mga may classes lagi sa ano ha, sa colleges, sa MMC program. Yung A is, ano, Andrew. So, Andrew is one of the famous buildings in LaSalle. It used to be the tallest educational building in the Philippines. Yun, basta ganun. And doon lagi tumatama yung mga frosh na undergrad series. Tapos letter Y is Yuchenko. So Yuchenko is sa likod ng LaSalle Hall. So it's like, ano, meron siyang building doon na nakita yung De La Salle University, Yuchenko, Chuchu, ganun. So yun yung building na Yuchenko. Basta you will get there. Tapos meron yung letter M. M is Miguel Hall. So I had one class here before sa Miguel. I think ito ata yung CLA building. Ito yung mga courses ng Com Arts, ganyan. So dyan yung lahat. Tapos, ano pa ba? Letter J is Joseph, St. Joseph Hall. So, SJ. Yun yung St. Joseph, SJ. So, SJ, yun pa ba? V is Velasco. Then Henry, Henry C. Building is the library. Yun, yun lang naman. And G is Gox, Gokong Way Building. So, yung Gokong Way is more on computer studies. So, wala ka namang courses doon, girl. So, okay lang, ganyan. So, usually, yung classes ng MMC program is nasa LS, sa LaSalle Hall. So, yung, ano dyan, yung gate mo dyan is sa South Gate or sa Henry Gate. Ganun. And nga pala, I forgot to mention, meron yung classes na color, na code na X. Example, X505, ganun. Ibig sabihin ng letter X na yun, X is RCBC. So, that is applicable for post-grad students of College of Business. So, usually, pag yung courses mo ay doon yung room, X505, ibig sabihin yung classes mo ay nasa RCBC, hindi sa DLSU campus. So, yun lang naman. Okay, number 5. Syempre, pag post-grad, expect more readings talaga from each courses. As in, ano, oh my God. Alam nyo, mahilig naman ako magbasa, honestly. So, pag mahilig ka magbasa, good for you. Pero, for someone na ano, na, and bawa, pag hindi kayo talaga, wala kayong amor sa pagbabasa, I think dito nyo maano, macha-challenge or kailangan yung i-challenge yung self ninyo na, I need to read more readings, ganyan. So, actually, ang hack ko lang dyan is, get the context clues, highlight the important words that you need to identify and understand. Tapos, ano, pag note-taking kayo sa mismong readings ninyo, ganyan ang ginagawa ko before. As in, yung mga readings ko, sinusulatan ko siya lagi, na-highlight ko siya, ganyan. May color code, may ano yan, may color coding yan lagi. So, yun yung ginagawa ko. Tapos, every notes ko lagi, naka-red pen. Red pen is the important notes na kailangan kong i-add, ganyan. Tapos, pag meron akong kailangang i-cite na, ano, na references from this, ano, for example, for this reading, may kailangan na i-cite na reference. Sinusulat ko siya minsan, so sinusulat ko siya in black na ink. Ganun rin. Basta ganun yung mga ginagawa kong mga hacks. So, it will be easier for me to navigate and study the lesson then. Ayun. Okay, next is during the MMC program, ito na nga, ito yung fun part. You should maximize your Google account. Yes, guys. Your DLSU email is a heaven sent, as in unlimited storage sa Google Drive. You can use Microsoft Office for free, Google applications for free. Everything is free, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos only storage pa. So, maximize it. Until now, guys, ginagamit ko pa rin yung DLSU account ko lagi. Ito na, ito pinaka-important sa mga, ano, sa mga MMC students and even sa mga College of Business students. Maximize the library and the online databases. Guys, DLSU library is one of the best libraries in the Philippines. And online databases there is really rich. So, ay, lifesaver siya nung ano, nung grad school ko and even sa work. As in, ginagamit ko siya, guys. Ganyan. So, yung ginagamit kong databases lagi for references, mga statistics na mga figures, ganyan. For example, for different industry, FMCG, ganyan. Euromonitor, tapos Statista. Yung dalawang yun, ginagamit ko siya. Super lifesaver. Amen. Okay, during the MMC program, another tip or hack that I would share with you is to know your classmates or batchmates really well. So, sila kasi makakasama mo for the next 2 or 3 years of your post-grad journey. So, get to know them and then be friends with them, ganyan. Tapos, yun nga, i-assess mo yung, ano nila, yung work etiquette nila, yung work ethic nila, kung okay pa sila katrabaho, ganyan. So, you assess everything kasi ano eh, syempre, not just in postgrad, but everywhere naman, elsewhere. May mga ano yun, freeloaders, and so mahirap talaga siya, it's really hard to avoid it. But then, if you know someone who is a freeloader, iwasan mo na siya ganun. So yun. Okay. Lastly, during the MMC program, syempre, always have fun in class. As in, kahit super stressful yung schedule, yung classes, yung courses, even, minsan professor nakaka-stress din siya, ano, have fun pa rin sa class. Kasi super saya pa rin na nakikinig ka ng mga experiences ng mga classmates mo sa work and then, sinishare nila yung insights nila sa, ano, sa class, ganyan. Tapos, masaya kasi sa MMC program kasi may mga presentation. Parang ka nagpipitch, ganun. As in, every day is always a marketing pitch. feeling mo na sa ad agency ka. And yun yung gustong-gusto kong environment na, oh my God, I love the hustle, ganun. So, yeah, go for it. Ayun, yun yung part 2 ko. So, yung part 1 kanina is yung before you enter MMC program. Part 2 is during the MMC program. Now, for the third part, ito during thesis na to. Ay. Ito na. Emotional. Okay. Siguro yung hack ko dito na pwedeng i-share or life tip na I can share is ano, kasi sa thesis term mo, so itong thesis term na to is a really one whole term siya. 14 weeks mo siyang gagawin. Magsusulat ka ng thesis paper, ganyan. I think gagawin mo lang siya in just 10 weeks, guys. 10 weeks lang yung writing. Tapos, yung week 11, checking na siya ng paper pag okay na sa mentor. Week 12, usually the defense. Tapos week 13 to 14, yun yung checking na ng mga revisions, ganyan submission, final submission, ganyan. And then week 14, yun na yung release ng ano, ng grades mo. So mas maaga yung defense term, ganun. So in my journey, ito nga. So yung una kong i-share sa inyo, figure as early as ano, as 2 terms before you do your campaign. Kasi campaign yung ano natin, integrated marketing communications campaign. Yun yung thesis natin. So yun. So before you start your thesis campaign or thesis term, mag-crowdsource na kayo ng company na pwede mong gamitin for your final papers. And ang requirement dyan is yung company at least registered siya sa DTI and SEC or Security Exchange Commission for the last 2 years. Tapos, yung brand representative is may master's degree dapat. Yun yung important. Ano pa ba? Kayang magbigay ng financials from the first 3 years of fiscal year. Parang ganun. First 2 years, parang ganun. Basta ganun. Kailangan nila mag-share ng financials. Kasi important yun yung financials. Kasi may mga budgeting, marketing budget ka na kailangan mong i-propose. Ganyan. So, you have to work on the budget na ginawa ni company, ganun. So, yun nga, crowdsource for a company. Usually, ako in my case, problema ko kasi is wala akong network of company. So, medyo secluded ako sa iisa lang na company, which is my company, na kung saan ako nag-work ngayon. But ang problem ko dun kasi, malaki siyang company. So, mahirap siyang gawa ng campaign. So, I decided to pursue another company, which is an FMCG company, ganun. So, mahirap din siya. But since I love challenges, go for it. So, marami yan. May mga servicing, hospitals, ganyan. Industry, hotel industry, FMCG, yan yung mga marami. So, yun, marami yan. Pwede ka magtanong sa mga friends mo, ganun. Tapos, eto, during thesis period, maghanap ka na rin ng best mentor that will help you to make your thesis good and well-rounded. Ako, very thankful ako sa mentor na nakuha ko kasi yung professor na to, lagi siyang binubugaw ng mga friends ko na, huy, kunin nyo to bilang sales promo professor kasi magaling siya. And then strategist kasi siya, ganun. So, nung nag-class ako sa kanya for sales promo, nakita ko yung paano siya magturo. Maganda, as in super galing niya, ganun. So, kinuha ko siya as my mentor and then tinanggap niya na, okay, I'm ready to be your mentor, ganyan. Tapos, ayun, yung mentor mo, siya yung magiging best friend mo for the next 10 weeks. Pwede ka sa kanyang umiyak, pwede ka sa kanyang mag-rat, ganyan, mainis, ganyan. So, may ganun talagang mga mentor kasi tutulungan ka nila. Ang sibag nila magturo, ganyan. So, yun yung important kasi, pag yung mentor mo ay masipag magturo, and willing sila mag-share ng time with you, you're in luck talaga. As in, super thankful ka na. Thank you dahil siya yung mentor ko, ganun. Tapos, based on my experience kasi, puro constructive criticism yung mga feedback niya lagi sa akin na sasabihin niya, PV, ba't ito yung financials mo, ganyan, pakiayos to, ba't yung strat mo ganito, hindi off-strat to, ganyan, ayusin mo to, may mali, ganun. Sasabihin niya talaga bluntly, which is okay. Yung mga ganong experiences nga. Yung ibang mga mentors na may sariling forte, may expertise siya sa copywriting. expertise niya yung ano, yung ano, ano ba yan? Brand essence, ganyan, or yung big idea. May iba naman expertise niya ang financials. May iba naman expertise ang creative. So, it really depends on the mentor that you really wanted. So, in my case, kasi strategist kasi siya. Pag-strategist, all-in-one na siya, gano'n. So, kinuha ko siya, ganyan. Napakasimple lang ano ko, nung dahilan ko, ganyan. Tapos, ano, ayan na nga, pangatlo, throughout the thesis journey, identify which parts you are weak and improve that on your paper. So, in my case kasi, I am really weak, or I'm a sucker for research. As in, research is really my weakness. Maybe because during my undergrad, yung research kasi is not really, ano ba, paano ba siya? Hindi siya immersed sa program ko. Hindi ko naman sinasabing wala ang research yung classes ko nung undergrad. Meron naman, pero hindi siya yung ano, nako-concentrate pa siya. So, ang LaSalle is a research institution siya. So, puro research, ganyan. So, ayun, mas pinursige kong magsipag sa research, ganyan. As in, get more sources, resources, ganyan. Ang citing, citations, ganyan. Important yun. APA format is for business papers, ganyan. So, ayun, in-identify ko yung kung saan ako mahina. So, ang kahinaan ko is research and then strategy, ganun. So, ang strength ko is creatives. Pero nakakatawa kasi nung thesis ko, mas na-prioritize ko ang strategy and research kasi sa creative. So, parang, ano nangyari? Ganyan. So, parang, what happened? Ganun. So, nakakatawa lang. Anyway, so yun nga. Okay lang yun, ganyan. Pag ano talaga, pag nasa thesis journey ka na, marirealize mo din siya na, hey, ito pa yung kahinaan ko, kailangan ko itong improve on. So, okay lang yun. Okay, during thesis, last tip ko to sa inyo. Marami pa actually, pero ito yung mga naisip ko lang noong una. So, ito. It's okay to cry a setback and eventually you will become stronger for your comeback. Ganon. What a quote. Gusto mo yun? Ito, share ko sa inyo. Honestly, kasi nag-thesis ako 2020, July. So, yung time na yun, it was really the height of the ABS-CBN franchise denial, ganyan. And doon ako nag-work, guys. So, syempre, yung emotions ko nasa mataas. As in, ang daming emosyon, ganun. So, ang hirap isipin na you're working on your thesis and at the same time, you're on the brink of losing a job that time. So, yung utak ko ay kalahat as in super elsewhere siya. And then yung mentor ko, parang kinamusta niya ako na, PV, kamusta ka? How are you? Ganun. Even yung isang student, yung kabatch ko din, na nag-same kami ng mentor, kinamusta niya ako, PV, how are you? Ganyan. Sabi ko, okay lang ako. Kailangan, tuloy lang ang trabaho. Ganun. Kasi ganun naman talaga dapat eh. Tuloy lang ang trabaho. Ganyan. So, yun nga. Okay lang na umiyak ka. Ganyan. Kahit marami kang ibang dahilan. Iyak ka sa trabaho, iyak ka sa thesis, ganyan. So ako naman, umiyak talaga ako sa thesis defense ko. As in, after no first, by the way, share ko sa inyo na nag-redefend ako ng thesis ko. As in, binigyan ako ng second chance. Oh my God, as in, ang grabe, super wild, ganyan. Noong time ko, syempre online yung defense namin, and then, doon nga ako nagkaroon ng problem. Bakit yung strat ko ang ganda, pero yung creatives kulang sa execution. So nakulangan sila. So, they decided na, I think, mag-redefend ka ulit. Ganun. So, ayun, kinirir ko na siya. As in, talagang revisions for 1 week, ganyan. And then, nag-redefend ako. And nakapasa ko. Napasa ko siya. Doon ako nag-breakdown. As in, nung mentor ko, nakakatawa. Yung brand rep ko, natatawa na rin. Siyempre, kinaiyak ko. Sorry, kasi yung emotions ko kalat na ever since July. As in, alam naman nila yung naging struggle ko nga with why naiyak ako? alam nila yung struggle ko with my work before, ganyan. Kasi hindi ko alam kung mawalan ako ng trabaho. Ganun. Kasi ganun talaga yung inisip ko nun. Ngayon, so, syempre, may iba kang reasons kung bakit ka umiiyak. So, okay lang yun, naiyakan mo siya lahat during the thesis period. Kasi, magiging stronger ka eventually na ito yung inspiration mo to move on, to grow more, and to work harder sa goal mo na ang ultimate goal mo is to finish master's degree talaga. Ayun. So, yun yung ano, yun yung part 3 ko ng life hacks during thesis. Ito na, last part. Masaya to. Syempre, yung pinaka-exciting part. Yung post-MMC, post-thesis. Syempre, ayun nga, after the defense, may mga revisions yan. So, ayun nga, i-finalize your paper. As in, super finalize your paper and everything, ganun. Ayan. Tapos, ano, after nun, ipapasa mo siya ulit sa, ano mo, sa mentor mo, sa mga, ano mo, panelist mo, ganun. Tapos, pipirmahan nila yun. Ganyan, congrats. Ganyan, endorse ka na sa, ano, sa dean to sign everything, ganun, blah, 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 blah. And after nun, mag-a-announce yung coordinator mo na congrats, pasado lahat, ganyan, graduating is coming, ganun. Ayun, yun yung pinaka-best feeling ever. Kasi, the moment na sinabi sa'yo ng grad school coordinator mo na okay na PV, na-sign na yung papers mo, approve na siya, and pag sinabi niyang congrats, ibig sabihin, graduate ka na talaga. As in, tapos na yung MMC journey mo, ganyan. Tapos, ano ka na sa realization na, shucks, after 3 years, tapos ko na siya, ganun. As in, ang emotional ko noon, as in, iyak ako ng iyak noon. Ganun, 2020 was really my emotional year for me. Wow, ganun. Iyak ako ng iyak noon, ganyan, daming emosyon. So, hindi mo mawari na nagawa mo siya, ha? Ganyan. Tapos, shinare ko siya sa office mates ko, guys. Ano, I already passed my defense, ganun. Pwede na ako mag-focus on my work, ganyan. Don't worry, ito na yung all the time in the world na free ako, ganyan. So, gawin na natin yung mga trabaho natin, let's go, ganun. So, ayun, it really served as an inspiration. And natuwa din ako kasi yung mga office mates ko, not just my main team, but also my other workmates din sa company na na-inspire sila dun sa journey ko kasi alam naman nila na mahirap magtrabaho sa ABS. Tapos, yun nga, napagsabay ko siya during the pandemic na natapos ko yung thesis ko, master's ko, ganyan. Nagawa ko siya in just 3 years. So, hindi ka panipaniwala na yun nga, nagawa ko siya. And minsan talaga may mga times na gusto ko na mag-quit, mag-quit sa school. Gusto ko mag-take ng ano tawag dito? Residency, ganyan. So, pero sabi ko hindi. Sayang yung time. So, ako kasi yung time yung hinahabol ko. So, anong mangyayari sa akin pag inudlot ko yung thesis, yung master's degree ko just to focus on work? So, parang hindi eventually tatamarin ako. So, ayokong mangyari yun sa akin. Kaya, ayun, nag-porsigi ako na, okay, I need to finish this master's degree. Whether I like it or not, charot, ganyan. I like it, ganyan. Ayun, so, ang daming emosyon. As in, super, ano, super, super happy ako nung time na yun. And of course, pinakahuli talaga na important hack or life lesson talaga dito sa buong MMC journey is that learning actually never stops after you graduate. So, learning is a never-ending process. So, whether you finish your degree, whether you are working, ganyan, learning never stops. So, kung ano yung mga natutuhan mo sa master's degree sa classroom, pwede mo siyang i-apply sa trabaho and eventually, meron ka mga bagong matututuhan doon. So, which is interesting. Kaya masaya din talaga na meron kang nakuhang experience sa classroom kasi theories, ganyan, concepts, and eventually, pwede mo siyang ma-apply sa work mo, which is yun yung ginagawa ko ngayon. Mas nag-evolve na yung work ko, ganun. So, really thankful din ako sa, ano, sa master's degree ko ngayon na parang worth siya ng investment kasi, ano eh, ang education, ano yun, hindi yan mawawala sa'yo eh. So, ayun, nasaya naman ako na nagawa ko siya, di ba? Wow! Iyak na naman ako. Sakit. Ay. So, yun lang. Yun lang naman yung ano ko, share ko sa inyo. Ang dami kong chika. Oh my God. Halos 40 minutes na ata itong recording na ito. Ayun. Thank you. Thank you din sa mga sumubaybay sa aking grad school journey. Ganyan. I'm really happy na kasama ko kayo. Finally, yes, nasa finish line na tayo. Ganyan, graduate talaga ako, technically. What's next for me? Ayun, tuloy lang ang trabaho. Maraming campaigns pa rin. Yun, syempre, ang hirap ng buhay ngayon. So, tuloy lang sa trabaho, ganyan. And dami mong investments na kailangang gastusin, ganyan. Dami mong gastusin, expenses, na important talaga siya for your future. But yeah, that's the reality of life. Anyway, dami kong sinasabi. Again, syempre, thank you din sa mga, ito, siguro ito yung pa-thank you ko na lang. Yun nga, thank you, muna nga thank you sa DLSU din for this opportunity, yun ang ingay, sorry, ingay sa labas, opportunity na ano na, yun nga, nakapag-master's degree ako, ganyan, nagawa ko siya, hindi ko akalain na mangyayari siya sa, ano, sa time ko ngayon, ganyan, hindi ko siya ina-expect. Thankful din ako sa mga constant friends ko sa grad school na ano, alam nila yan kung sino sila, ganyan, hindi ko na kailangang i-mention. Super thankful ako sa kanila kasi ano yan eh, alam nila yung naging journey ko. Alam ko din yung naging journey nila from where they started grad school until they finished master's degree. And now, we are all masters in marketing communications and we are working on our degree and our careers individually. But, yun nga, we still make time to catch up with each other. Ganyan. Hopefully, makita tayo physically, face-to-face, di ba? Baka naman, guys, di ba? Nakaka-miss din yung energy ninyo. And of course, thankful ako sa office mates ko sa aking digital entertainment family. Kasi, yun nga, since day one of 2017, I already told my intentions na I would pursue my master's degree and they support me 110% as in super supportive sila. So, alam nila na, uy, alis ka na, punta ka ng school. Okay, sige, ingat, ganun. Kahit simpleng mga ganung messages lang na ano sila, nabati nila ako, ganyan. And of course, nai-inspire din sila sa ginagawa ko na nagawa ko siya na wow, tapos mo na yung master's degree mo, galing, ganyan. At a very young age, nagsimula ka, 24? 24 ako nag-start eh. Tapos ngayon, natapos ako 26, diba? So, yun, ang sayo ng journey na yun. And now, na-apply ko siya in my work, so thankful din ako dun. Nami kong mga learnings na pwede kong i-share sa team. Kaya, ayun, thankful ako dun. Wow! Syempre, ayun, yun, thankful din ako sa family ko huli. Last na siya. Kasi alam nila, sila yung nakakita ng weaknesses ko, vulnerability ko. Especially during my thesis term, 2020 was really the darkest years of my life. Na who would have thought na mangyayari siya talaga in this time of the pandemic and you're on the brink of losing your job. So they really saw my vulnerability, everything. And of course, family is family. So thankful ako sa kanila. Ayun, na namin emosyon. Ganyan. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. If you, eto, meron akong ano sa inyo, question na pwede nyo sagutin sa Spotify Q&A. Ganyan. Tingnan ko. Kayo ba, are you going to pursue post-grad? If yes, tell us why. Tell us why. Tell me why. Tell me why. Char, ganun. And if may gusto pa kayo mga ibang episodes or topics na gusto i-discuss ko, ganyan, pwede nyo akong i-message on Instagram. That's ang daming hanash. Ayun. Thank you, PV. Thank you, PV. Thank you, DLSU. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, friends. Thank you, hanashers, for listening. And ne cherries. Ayun lang. That's it. Thank you. This is Ang Daming Hanash. Stay.